We will now continue our exchange.
Okay. No, no.
Oh, I thought someone was requesting the floor, but that does not seem to be the case, so I'll resume. We will continue with our exchanges beyond this in-person dialogue, and this will be a focus on an exchange on the recommendations that will be adopted in the wake of this dialogue and the broader implementation of the convention. This will take the guise of requests for complementary information under Article 29, paragraphs 3 and 4 of the convention. In application of said article, Article 29 of the convention, the committee can request from the state additional information on the implementation of the recommendations that we adopt, as well as information brought more broadly on any changes to the situation of enforced disappearances in the country. The reporting deadlines for that additional information requested under Article 29 will be indicated to you in the last paragraphs of our concluding observations that will follow this interactive dialogue. In those final paragraphs, you will see the timeline in terms of the years, the number of years or number of months before we will request additional information on how you have implemented the recommendations that we will share with you in our concluding observations as well as during the dialogue. We wish to underscore once again that the exchanges allowed for under the reporting procedure of the Committee on Enforced Disappearances should be perceived as an opportunity for cooperation. We, all of us, the committee and the state's party, share a common goal, which is guaranteeing the application of the convention in Ukraine and in the entire world. All stakeholders do bear a degree of responsibility in this respect. Ukraine has proven its commitment to delivering on its obligations under the convention, and you can count on our full support to support you in that journey. Do not hesitate to contact us at any time if you have any questions about the implementation of our recommendations or if you have any other questions related to enforced disappearances as a topic. We are here as a committee to help and to support and to work together with all states' parties, with the victims of enforced disappearances, with civil society organizations, that support the victims of enforced disappearance. I would like particularly to thank the Ukrainian delegation for the replies they have provided to the committee to our various questions. And I'm very grateful to all of you for the very able way in which you have managed this interactive dialogue. Particular thanks go to the head of delegation, Mr. Leonid Timchenko, for the very able time management, for the way in which you answered our questions. And thanks to the entire delegation for the efforts that you have put into our interactive dialogue over the last two half days. I know that it's probably demanded quite a lot of work, and I thank you for your endeavors. I would now like to give the floor to His Excellency for 10 minutes for his closing remarks. You have the floor, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Chairman. Thank you, dear members of the committee. First of all, I would like to